Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by an award-winning singer, actor, dancer, director, and choreographer. You've seen her in the national tour of The Sunshine Boys, among hundreds of other shows. Her latest project is playing matron Mama Morton on the national tour of Chicago, the musical. We welcome Ileana Kervin.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you today.
Ileana, let's go beyond the mic. The pandemic and a casting agent were adversity you had to overcome before you got here. How did overcoming those moments make playing matron Mama Morton so sweet 8 times a week?
Oh my goodness. You just said it right there. Oh, it was so good after the pandemic to jump back on the stage and to jump into such an iconic, meaty, sassy role. I couldn't ask for anything else. And it's just been so fulfilling. It reminded me of how much I love being on the stage and love being in front of the audience and love the audiences and meeting the people after. It has just brought me so much joy. I could just do this forever. I just really, really love it. It's been amazing.
Now, you researched the trial behind the play. What's the one fact you discovered that amazed you?
The truth. I really was amazed by how they only had, you know, there was no 1920s, there was no internet, there was no TV. They had the radio and they had the newspaper, and they had a lawyer that was willing to bend the truth quite a bit. And so they had a lot going for them while having just a little going for them. And it was amazing to me how much these two women, these murderesses, could do and be able to get off and be, you know, have their own show and, you know, have success after all of the, you know, the murders and things that they had, the bad things that they had done. That was amazing to me. And then also, I also love, specifically for my character, how she was able to, like, you know, charge the girls, make a little business money on the side, inside the prison system, and able to, like, pretty much, you know, get the ball rolling for them to do what they needed to do with the lawyer, as long as they could have a little money to pay her, because she was quite the businesswoman. And I love that aspect of her.
So, Ileana, why is Chicago such a great musical?
Oh, it's such a great musical. It's the longest running show on Broadway right now, for a really good reason. The music is incredible. Anne Rankin was the choreographer for this, for the production. And she, of course, is legendary. The style of it is actually very simple. You don't see a lot of props. You don't see a lot of costume changes. The orchestra is on stage. Everybody is in black. So it all looks very, very simple while being very complicated. And I think people look at it and they're really able to step into a fantasy world with this show. And I think it really lets people have some escapism that they love. And you think they're not going to be drawn in, and they are drawn in. And so they are with the show the entire time. And I think that's why it lasts so long. And so many people tell me, oh my God, we saw you, you know, in this state, and then you were so close, we had to come and see you again. I think it never gets old, and you find something new to follow and somebody else's story to follow every time you see it. It's just iconic, written so well. You know, there's no reason to ad-lib any lines, because everything is so perfectly written. Everything is timed so perfectly. Yeah, I do believe it's probably the perfect musical.
She plays matron Mama Morton on the national tour of Chicago, the musical. Ileana Kervin joins us beyond the mic. And it's time for the Rocking Eight.
Yes.
8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Best BTS song is?
Oh my God. And that's not the song I was going to say. Film Out.
You thought I was going to say Chicago, didn't you?
You know my love of BTS, though, don't you?
Other than your BTS Funko Pop figurines, what's the one thing from home you had to bring with you?
From my mother's walker, she had a little shoe on the bottom of it, and she passed away in 2023, and I always carry that with me.
Favorite amusement park in Texas, and what's your favorite ride?
Six Six Flags. Six Flags over Texas. And my favorite, well, we called it the Loop the Loop when I was a kid, but I think it's called the Super Loop now.
You are called the reinventress supreme of your career. Who is the one person who encouraged you on this road that isn't related to you?
Her name is Pamela Irwin, and she is my mentor, and she was my dance and theater teacher in my hometown of Tyler, Texas. She's still encouraging people and just being wonderful.
What's the one meal that only your mama could make?
Fried chicken. So yummy.
Ileana, what's the secret of it?
That brown paper bag that she put all the flour and seasonings into and shook it. I can't do it, but I know that's the secret.
You can't do it?
I can't. I am not a cook. I like to eat, but I don't. If you prepare it, I'm going to love to eat it, enjoy it so much. I am not. Isn't that terrible? I know it's terrible.
Look at me. I like to eat, too. What's your favorite theater from all around the world?
Oh, this is hard. The Blue Square Theater in Seoul, Korea is where I opened the tour. That was my opening night. And that just has a very special place in my heart just because it was my first opening night. And it was international. And I love Seoul because I love BTS. I love K-pop. So, yeah, it was very special to me to be there to do that.
You talked about Pamela, but who are three women not related to you that inspire you every day?
My friend Siobhan Jacobs. We've been friends forever. My friend Kristen Gilmore. And oh my goodness, this is really hard too.
It's like picking your favorite children.
It really is. It really, and I don't see them very much, but they're still like, you know, a part of my life. And actually they have to be women, you said, right? Three women. Okay. One more woman. My God. Oh, my sister, my baby sister, Letra Mims. A lot of like.
I said not related, but
you didn't say not related. Okay, she is related. Okay, you'll take her. Okay.
When eating a s'more, how do you like your marshmallows cooked? Ooh. Slightly brown or burned?
I like them burnt. Yeah.
My wife loves the burnt marshmallows. I don't get it. She says it's good.
It's so good. I'm with her.
She plays Matron Mama Morton on the national tour of Chicago the Musical. Ileana Curvin joins us beyond the mic for the back half. Ileana, where did you get your love of music?
Oh, I used to just turn on the radio and listen to the AM stations that played in my hometown when it's in Tyler. Played a lot of, it was like KTBB, I remember the radio station. They would play a lot of oldies. They would play a lot of pop that we are, you know, that's kind of oldies now, and a lot of rock and roll. And then I, of course, would watch, you know, American Bandstand and Soul Train and everything. And then my family, everybody sang and my mother sang. So there was a lot of music always playing in the households. We had the 33 and a third records going. And so it just was a lot of music and a lot of music. We were in church every Sunday. And so I have like a wide range of musical enjoyment in my life very young. I started singing in church young. And I just really, even now, explore music. And there's just something that I like about, like, everything. And I love that I can blend my music and still find enjoyment in so many different types of music.
So who is the non-BTS musical artist that you always sing?
I love to sing Chaka Khan a lot. I love her music. I love, love, love the Bee Gees. Always. Barry Gibbs was always my favorite. I still sing the Bee Gees. I love to sing Queen. you know, some of those bands from the 70s and 80s, Pat Benatar, those people that were iconic. You know, I just love that music. Cyndi Lauper, you know, I just really love that music even today. And you'll hear us sometimes warming up to the most ironic. We're like, why are they warming up to Pat Benatar? Because we like it.
What did you warm up to last night?
Last night I warmed up to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I was singing September. Yeah. Oh, I love them. Yeah. Good, right? You can't go wrong. Yeah.
I'd love to hear you hit the high notes of Tragedy.
Oh, Tragedy. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Now, you got to warm up for that. They are up there. So good. I love them.
You've performed from coast to coast for plenty of years.
Yes.
What makes this adventure so important to you?
Oh, I love being in front of the audience, and especially if there are people in the audience who have not seen the show before. And a lot of times we'll know that there are people that are new by the gasp and by the laughter and the way they laugh and the oh my gods that they exclamate, you know. And I love bringing the story. To every audience, to me, is a new audience. I love bringing the story to them and the way that we tell it, and to let them learn it for themselves and to just come along with us, you know, on the journey for that night, you know, those short 2 hours together. And, you know, they help us make the magic. And I just really, really love people. And I love being in front of the people and that they are just with us, you know, all in the same room. We're all on the same page at that one moment, you know.
Who are the people you work with on Chicago that you're the mama to on the road?
Oh, they're the mama to me. I'm the worst, let me tell you. You So, you know, I've been on the show the longest because I started in 2023. So I'm the longest player in the show. I tell you, they baby me like I am, and I just let them. I don't care. You know, it's fine. very every now and again, you know, I have some that will come to me for advice, you know, career advice, because I have been in the business a really long time. But when we get to like, what are we having for dinner, or who's gonna cook, are we gonna take an Uber? I'm like, you guys make those decisions. You know, that's on them. So. Yeah, I'm lucky because my cast, they're so kind and they're so loving and so giving. And we're, you know, you don't always get that in your cast. Sometimes, you know, there's somebody that may be unhappy and it just might make everybody unhappy having, you know, somebody that's in a bad mood or they're missing their family or something like that. But this cast has been great. Not that they don't miss their family, but then we know to lean on each other. You do end up being so close and being a family. I mean, we're on the bus together sometimes 8 hours, 9 hours a day on the bus. And we can be on the bus, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours and then do a show that night. So, of course, everyone's tired, but we know how to lift each other up and we know how to get each other in the right mindset, in the right frame of doing the show, so that we can give each audience, you know, what we are here to give them, is which is the joy that we have in performing.
What is your best road trip tip?
My best road trip is if you have an early morning start, and actually this is what I think we all do this now every day. So I personally am not a morning person. So I know that I need to have all of my clothing out, including my socks, shoes, everything needs to be set in one place. And every single thing in this room, except for my toothbrush and mouthwash and toothpaste and deodorant, has to be packed. Because I want to get up at the latest that I can, get a shower, wash the hair, get everything going, and hop into those clothes and get on the bus. Because sometimes after the last show, the people that might invite us, you know, they want to grab a bite. We may have friends. So we may not get back to the hotel until 1, but we may have bus call at 6 a.m. Ugh. So you want to be ready. You know what I mean? You don't want to wait to the last minute. You want to use your energy after the show to get everything done you need to get done. You don't want to wake up. You know, if you have a bus call at 6 or 7 a.m., you don't want to wake up at 5:45 and try to pack an entire room. And sometimes we don't unpack fully. Like if it's a one-nighter, we just take out what we need. You know, you don't fully unpack so that you have more time to explore the city. Sometimes we don't have a lot of time. Luckily, in Lubbock, I'm so excited. We're in Lubbock the entire week. So that's so thrilling to me. You know, we don't get that all the time. Every now and again, we get like where we're there for a week long. If we're there for a week long, we can explore in the daytime, because on the weekends we have double shows and so we don't get a lot of time. So it's exciting that we're going to have some daytime and it's going to be sunny, we hope.
Where's the first place you have to find when you arrive in a new city?
I try to find like the the places people don't know about. Like, I really like to try to find like what I consider like a hidden gem, whether it be like a little store. We love to do thrifting and like consignment stores, because you just find things that people didn't want that you're like, this has got to be one of the a kind, which of course it may not be, but it is to you. And I also like to find like the places people are eating that people don't know about that are just like only people that live there would know, you know, like we'll ask in the theater, like, where do you go for lunch? Like, what's your favorite? Like, oh, you gotta try Johnny's. He's down the street. Like, what's Johnny's? And they're like, oh, you have to go. And so we have to go. We have to go where they tell us and try to, I try to do videos about it. I haven't been very good at, doing the little blog I had planned on doing because we get so busy, but I have so much footage in my phone and cameras to make little videos of the places we've been that have been like really remarkable. So I'm looking forward to those like hidden gems.
Ileana Kervin from Chicago, the musical, joined us to be on the mic. Illy, you toured around with the late greats Frank Gorshin and Dick Van Patten.
Oh, yes.
Which piece of advice did they share with you on the road?
Oh my goodness. Oh, they were just so wonderful, and I truly miss them. Frank Gorshin would always tell me to never give up myself, meaning just be who you are. He thought it was very important to not get so drawn in, with whether it be Hollywood or film or theater, that you have to change who you are and sell your soul to do the job. He says it's not necessary, and that is what you should do. It's just hold on to yourself, like know who you are, hold on to yourself. And he truly did do that. Like he was just so one of a kind. Dick Van Patten said a few things to me. He was so funny. He told me to never lose my smile, which when I think of it today gets me a little teary because that was just so sweet. And for some reason, he was obsessed with the way that I said okay. So he would say something, and I'd say okay, and he would say, "Ah, it's just the way you say it." And to this day, I think I say it like everybody else, but maybe he heard some Texas coming out, you know, when he heard it, and he just loved it. So he would say, "I'm going to ask you a question, Illy," and I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "Oh, and you know what your answer is going to be?" And I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Your answer is going to be okay." I was like, I know, I'm going to say okay. I'll just say okay to you all the time." So we had great times.
If you could share the stage with one actor or actress, dead or alive, for just one night,
Oh,
who would that be?
Sammy Davis Jr. and Michael Jackson. Can I have two?
You're so nice. You can have two. It's my show. I'll allow it.
I'm cheating the system a little bit. Yeah, I would love that. There really are so many. I mean, I love Farrah Fawcett so much. Farrah Fawcett was in my notebook on the cover of my notebook. I just loved her. I used to try to smile like her because she had the most beautiful smile. Also, she was from Texas. And I just really, really love her all through my school years, you know, really. So I would just, even if I didn't share the stage, I would have liked to have met her. But Michael Jackson's probably my all-time favorite performer. I used to travel with my Michael Jackson doll that I had from his Grammys, but I decided to leave it at home because his pants were ripping and, you
Hands
know,
falling off,
that type of
okay.
thing. That's the thing.
Okay.
It wasn't doing very good on the road, so
Your production company says, quote, "Theater is art." Why do we invest in a piece of artwork? Because we have a special appreciation for it, unquote. How did your appreciation of art begin and evolve?
oh my goodness. Mine began actually just by watching. I felt like in, you know, my hometown, I really didn't have a lot of theater or that I saw, during that time of growing up. There's definitely more there now, which I think is wonderful. But mostly what I had was the TV and watching. I would watch the Elvis movies, and I'd watch all the Beach Babylon movies with Annette Funicello, who I also love, Frankie Avalon, and the dancing and the singing. And that was really my introduction to the musicals, were those shows and those movies. Of course, the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and those movies, and I was obsessed with that. And so I really got an appreciation that I think back on now, that I didn't realize I had, just from learning through the movies and the musicals in that way. And then once I found my dance teacher, Pamela Irwin, because she taught dance, but she made stories through dance. So it was like you were dancing musicals even though you were not singing. And that is actually what led me to audition for school in New York and really push me forward. So, but I do keep all of that in my head, like all of the learning from the movie musicals and everything from growing up, because I do believe that that is what really got me wanting to be on the stage, in the musicals, from just from watching that.
What's your best memory from your mom?
Oh my goodness. My best memory is seeing my mother. Oh, I have so many, my goodness. But stage wise, when I was doing the narrator in Joseph in Tennessee, I could see her face light up from the audience, and I couldn't stop looking at her. I could see her. She was on the edge of her seat and applauding, and she's so happy. And I have many memories. My mother saw almost every show that I did, which is quite the feat because I've been kind of busy. But she would come and she would see, and I could always find her in the audience. And just her face and her applause, and she was just so full of joy. And that's the memory that, that stays in my heart from her.
What makes Chicago the musical so special for you?
Oh, wow. It's so special to me because of the way the company of performers connect, how we become such one unit moving this story forward. And I believe that one unit altogether is what makes the audience so drawn in. And I love that we get to connect and make that happen night after night after night. Literally, I feel it every single night that we're all so connected. Even though I'm not even on the first, 20, 30 minutes of the show, even just hearing it over the intercom, I can feel it. We're all like one unit. And I just think that's so special.
Ellie, so many people have played this role and put their own little special touch on it. What's
Yes.
the one thing that you used in your portrayal of Matron Mama Morton?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I actually when I learned that I had the role, and even before that, when I was even auditioning for role, was already doing some research on all of the different characters. There really have been so many. And I would kind of pull a little bit from each of them and then try to add my own touch. I like to think for my character that as cute and as sexy as she might be, or whatever you think, she's mama and she's got to be sweet and adorable. She's got that little hint of devious behind her eyes. And because she is that businesswoman and she's got to make that money, so no matter what she's saying to the girls, she's always going to add on that she's going to do it for a little money. I like to keep that with me, that she always has that little bit of deviousness behind what she's after.
Who taught you to hustle, love, and shine?
My mama, she did. She taught me to work hard, enjoy the work, enjoy the journey of the work. And then the shine part is her, but it's also a combination of the dan my dance teacher. And then they teach you how to, over time, pull it out of yourself, because if it's there, it's there. And then hopefully someday I can pull that out of somebody else to help them shine as well. So I definitely give the credit to my mom and to my mentor, Pamela Irwin.
What does it mean when you're back home in Texas?
I love it when I'm back home in Texas. I love it. And I love, I've never been to Lubbock. And so I'm so excited to be there for the first time. So it's just really, really special pulling in and seeing this. I know when we're coming in by bus and we see the welcome to Texas, I'm like, well, I'm home. It really is. It really gets me a little teary. Yeah, I do love it.
Playing matron Mama Morton in Chicago, the musical, Ileana Kirven joins us beyond the mic for one big question. You once said, quote, "Have a blessed day." And if your day is not so blessed, you are capable of making it so, unquote. How has your experience spreading love and joy through music changed you and others?
Oh my goodness. I do believe that spreading the music and love the way we do, for me, it has just helped me grow. It has helped me learn. It has helped me even realize that there's more that I can do, even things that I didn't think I'd want to do, that I can reach further. And it's great because you develop a support system that also wants to do the same. They want to spread the love. They want to be able to, reach out to people in a certain way that we're all positive and moving forward, So I do think it's been really a blessing to me. I hope that people feel that they are blessed. Like when I talk one-on-one with them, they often do make me feel like they feel like they were blessed in seeing the show. But I just want them to take it home, and take the music home and the enjoyment home and the joy, if it gives them any joy of in their spirit of being in a building with all of that music, and the music is live, and you don't always get that live music coming at you, and it's phenomenal. I want them to just experience the happiness that it brings all of us to be able to do this. And sometimes I think, oh, people pay us to do this. Not that we shouldn't be paid, because it's harder work than sometimes people may think. But we just love it so much at the same time. So you're going to pay us and we're going to enjoy it? Well, thank you. It's beautiful. Like, I do think it's a beautiful thing.
Ellie, where can people find you online?
Oh, they can find me on my website. It's 321 Illy. That's ILLY.com. That's my website. I'm all over Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I'm a little slow on TikTok, but Instagram is a great one. Instagram is 321 Illy as well. So yeah, Facebook also. All the places is 321 Illy. I kept it simple.
Ileana Kirven can't cook her mama's fried chicken and loves thrifting in every place she goes. She's playing Matron Mama Morton in Chicago the Musical. Illy, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it so much. See you soon. Cannot wait.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.